God said he would
send down fire.
He said he would send it down to Elijah.
He said he would set the altar on fire.
Didn't he say?
Didn't he say? That God said he would send down fire.
He said he would send it down to Elijah.
He said he would set the altar on fire.
Didn't he say?
Didn't he say?
Great God, well, Elijah was a great man of God. They tell me that Elijah went wandering abroad in a land of no food, no water to drink. They tell me, great God, he had mighty strength. He got food from the raven and the dove, water from the brooks, so I heard. He went strutting on down in Israel land to tell them how long the famine would stand.
God said he would send down fire.
Send it down to Elijah.
Said he would set the altar on fire.
Didn't he say?
Didn't he say?
God said he would send down fire.
Said he would send it down to Elijah.
Said he would set the altar on fire.
Didn't he say?
Didn't he say?
Red God and old King Ahab, he wanted to know, how could a man be so sure? Then Elijah said, stop, let me show you the man of God. You ought to know, I just heard from my master, I got a request. We'll build an altar and have a contest. They built the altar out of many stones. Then the mighty men began to moan, and they cried, Baal,
send the fire.
Oh, Baal,
send the fire.
Oh, Baal,
send the fire. Send the fire from the sky.
Oh, Baal,
send the fire.
Oh, Baal,
why did you call me louder?
Oh,
Baal, you're sleeping.
Send the fire from the sky.
From morning till evening, they did cry, trying to bring down fire from the skies. Then Elijah called on the bleeding lamb, the rose of Sharon, the God on high. Lightning came down from the skies and struck the altar with the burning fire. People standing, they heard him cry. Your God said he would
send down fire.
Send it down to Elijah.
Said he would set the altar on fire.
Didn't he say?
Didn't he say?